short debate in the Assembly only arise for any individual member about once every 6 months, and I was lucky enough this month to have a short debate on the future of looked after children services in Wales. I chose that topic because the figures about the number of young people taken away from their families and into local authority care in Wales are very striking. Year on year we take more children into care than we have at any time since 1945. Those numbers have gone up in every single year since devolution. They have gone up faster over recent years than in the earlier period, and we take children away from their families in Wales far faster than they do in England, and the rate at which we take children away has been increasing at 5 times the increase that has been achieved across our border. All this means that local authorities have very little money left in the coffers through which they could provide services to help families to stay together in difficult periods. None of this would matter if the money spent on looking after children within the care system bought those children better futures. Unfortunately, what we know is that it doesn't. Children caught up in the looked after system are more likely to have a poor education experience and to enjoy worse health. We spend large sums of public money and the outcomes for children are very poor. Now, how is all this to be reversed in the future? Well, with very little money to spare for any new purpose, it's important to try to find new sources of revenue that can be applied to important public policy issues. Here in Cardiff, the local authority is exploring a social impact bond, a new form of injecting money into services so that they can be re-engineered for the future. If it works, it will mean that fewer children come into the looked after care system, more children are looked after successfully at home, and the money that is freed up as a result can be further reinvested in strengthening family-based services for the future. It really is a way of trying to cut through a very difficult and knotty problem, but to produce outcomes that are better for the public purse, and even more importantly, better for the children themselves.